Hey, welcome back. I'm Kunal, motivational speaker, sales coach, and a private banker. Now, this podcast is going to be very, very crucial one. So don't even think of skipping, because the ways that I'm going to show you to become rich in this podcast are not going to be those typical ways where you are only informed about mutual funds and fixed deposits or equities as the ways to become rich. Rather, I'm going to take you on a deeper dive, and we will together explore the real strategies and ways without which you cannot survive in the investment market for a very long time. Doesn't matter the asset class that you might be invested in. So let's begin. First one, long-term strategy. The amount of success and the life of your success depends heavily on your strategy. I'm sure that most of you must have heard lines like compounding is the eighth wonder of the world. But have you ever calculated the actual effect of it? Let's take an example. Let's say you want to invest around 2,500 rupees per month. That's around 30,000 rupees per month, per year, right? Now, do you know how much of a difference it would make in your actual return or actual amount that you would get at the end of the tenure if you invest the same amount for 30 years in place of 10, 20 or 25 years? Let us see if you are getting 10% return, which is a very fair rate of return. If you invest 2,500 per month for 20 years, you would have invested around 6 lakhs rupees approximately, and you would get back 19 lakh and 14,000 rupees at 10% after 20 years. And if you invest the same amount, if you continue to invest the same amount, let's say for 5 more years and up to 25 years, you would get around 33.50 lakh rupees. And even better, if you invested just for 5 more years, you would get almost 57 lakh rupees. So, did you understand how it works? In year 21 to 30, you just added 3 lakh rupees. But the return of your invested amount increased from 19 lakhs to 57 lakh rupees. Almost 3 times. That is the power of compounding, and that is the power of long-term strategy. Point number two, international investment. This is a very important way to become rich or wealthy in a longer time. It can also be used as a hedging strategy. If you don't know what is hedging, kindly use Google Baba. So a great way to learn new things. This strategy helps you in three ways. Number one is when you invest in different international market, you open yourself to immense amount of new opportunities, as opportunities in every part of the world is unique and a lot more diverse than you would get in just one region or in just one country. Second way, if you live in an emerging country, let's say India, then it also provides you with the benefit of currency appreciation or currency depreciation. That is, let's say if you are investing in US dollars and you are getting around 8% return, but your currency is depreciating at around, let's say, 3 to 4%, right, per annum. So even though you might be thinking that you are getting 10% on a rupee investment, but when you add those 3 or 4% to USD investment, then it becomes 11 to 12% of return, and that technically becomes more than your investment in your own currency in your own country. Third point, third and probably the most important benefit is in case there is a Venezuela like situation in your country where the economy is struggling with hyperinflation, or there is some kind of political uncertainty, then this international investments provide you protection against such unforeseen events. There is a saying, hope for the best and prepare for the worst. And and it explains exactly why everyone must have international investment strategy. Way number 3, asset allocation. It is very critical that when you are investing, you have invested in different asset classes. Because if you invest in just one asset class, and if there is a decline in that particular asset class, then all your hard earned money would be gone without giving you any chance. So if you are investing $100, then you should have a proper plan about what amount you would invest and what amount would go to what asset class. Point number 4. Understand your own risk appetite and capacity. This is again very, very important part of investment strategy. You need to know what amount of risk you are willing to take, what is the risk that you are willing to take against the return that you might be getting, what is your upper limit. Unless you stay in the lane of your own risk appetite and capacity, it would be extremely hard for you to continue investing for a long time. If you take, let's say, if you take too much of risk, then one downfall and you would lose, you would be so badly hurt that you might completely stop investing, completely stop taking risk. And if you take too little risk, then you just might not get the returns you are looking for, because there is direct correlation between risk and return, right? Also, what is important to know is your risk-taking capacity, which depends again on your age, what amount of your actual household income or net worth you are investing. You need to look at all these things and then understand your own risk appetite and capacity. Point number 5, book reading. Now, book reading might sound a little out of track, but believe me, it is very critical part. Books help you change your entire thought process. If you read books regularly, then it also makes you very disciplined. Now imagine if Warren Buffett comes to your doorstep and gives you his strategy on investing, or Steve Jobs or Dhirubhai Ambani comes to you and explains how they made such a huge empire out of nothing. Would you follow them or not? You would, right? But they could not, they can't come. So instead, they have passed on all their knowledge to you through these books. And all you need to do is read them. It is as simple as that. But most people don't understand how books open their mind to an entire new world of opportunities. And that is why they stay struggling their entire life. Now the choice is yours. I can take a horse to a river, but I can't make a horse drink water. Point number 6, curiosity. Do you even get excited when a new idea pops up in your mind, or do you feel like you have found a better way to do things which you were finding hard to do? Do you feel curious and motivated at the same time to know how one person that you knew has achieved so much in a short period of time and you are still at the same level? And does this thought motivate you? If yes, then congratulations, my friend. You have cleared first stage of becoming wise and wealthy. Because unless you don't have the curiosity and hunger to know new things and try out new things, no matter how you do, no matter what you do, it's gonna be hard for you to reach to the highest level. Because the world around us is changing at such a rapid pace now that only the curious souls would be at the top. Point number 7, understand the current trends. As I said in my last point, the world is changing so drastically and so fast that we have to adopt or fade out in flood of this mediocre people. All the successful people you see have had this knack of picking up what is it about the world or something new that could take the world by storm. Like understanding that in these days of outsourcing and globalization, it is important to be asset light in your business and understand what is it that people are liking now but is not popular as it should be. If your curiosity inside you and the knack of understanding the trends, you are sure to reach high. Point number 8. Don't go for best. Think about what's next. This is going to be again in correlation with the last point only. If you know how to pick up trends, then you would always put or invest your money in something you think is just on the brink of breaking out. So never think of investing in an asset or market just because there is high demand of it. A very high demand of anything only means that there is just too much of competition, and just one bad news can entirely ruin your investment. It also means that most of the real opportunities are already taken by the people who were ahead in their game, and maybe you should go to next opportunity. Like when I see videos where people always say that if you had invested X amount in a Y company stock 30 years back, then you would have been a billionaire by now. But you and I both know that we can't go back 30 years. So for you, it is better that rather than focusing on that stock, you focus on finding the next Y company if you really want to get most out of your investment. With that said, guys, I hope this podcast helps you in something. And if you like the podcast, do like it and download it and share it with your friends. You can also follow me on Instagram at Instagram kunal.kantharia and on Twitter at kunalkantharia. You can also watch my videos on YouTube, and you can search by Kunal Kantharia. And I hope to see you guys in my next podcast. Till the next time, have fun, work hard, and love everyone around you. Bye-bye.